Friends with Benefits, Through Tony's Eyes. Written by Julie Jones. Narrated by Leo Horn for Lust. Tony could sense that there was something on Jack's mind. He'd known the man for 25 years by now, and there was very little about his friend he couldn't decipher. He knew the body language intimately, having shared the stage as well as a bed with him on and off for his entire adult life. Instead of the smooth, relaxed face Jack always had after a good wanking session, and tonight's session had been glorious, his brow was slightly furrowed, and he was repeatedly doing that thing with his tongue, that thing he always did when he had something on his mind. With a deep sigh, perfectly masked as post-coital bliss, Tony made himself comfortable resting his head on Jack's toned chest. He knew Jack had passed his latest medical checkup with flying colours, and he caught himself appreciating the view during gigs. But this was the first time in ages he had been allowed to touch it. Jack had spent the previous months jetting back and forth between Europe and America, and they had been bloody busy with promotion and tour rehearsals. Tony had missed this. He knew he was a very lucky man. He had it all. Talent-ish. Nothing compared to the naked man next to him, of course. Looks. He knew he was pretty easy on the eye. Money. An impressive career. Love. Adoration. Everything. And he got to fuck Jack senseless every now and again. The aching had been worse than ever when he'd been rushed off stage a couple of hours earlier, and he decided not to wait for Jack to appear at his door. So for once, he had sauntered over here, dressed only in his sweaty and tattered old robe, and done something about that ache. "Tony?" Jack asked quietly. "What?" Tony replied, trying his best to sound tired, not wanting to let Jack know he was onto him. "You know, I've been thinking." Here we go, Tony thought to himself. He didn't think it was something serious bugging Jack, but he still wasn't keen on discussing it. He was tired. He was happy. He was spent. He wanted this sweet bliss to last for a while longer. He couldn't really be bothered with Jack's OCD at the moment. But he cared about the man. He truly loved his mate. And if that meant wasting a moment of perfect aftermath to sort him out, then so be it. "I don't like the sound of that," he answered. In his own mind, the joking tone in his voice was obvious. "What?" Jack replied in a harsh voice. "I'm kidding," Tony hastily said, lifted his head and looked Jack straight in the eye, fixating him with his deep blue stare. This thing we have... This thing we do." So that was it. Jack was thinking about putting a label on their relationship. He knew Jack was pondering it. He'd known for ages. Just because Jack, the constant worrier, couldn't let something rest. Tony himself couldn't care less. He had learned the hard way just to go with the flow. "What about it?"
"What is it?"
"I don't know,"